Thank you very much, Rev Nelson. Sorry we never had a chance to meet you here. Mirtz Hashem, one day we'll all be together, the VSGO Tzedek here in Eretz Yisrael. So what you see behind me right now is actually not a backdrop. I'm in the Beis Medrash of Beis Tfila, standing at the Shtender, where the Rav Zatzal delivered hundreds of drushos, hundreds of shiurim and musaros and everything. And I'm here to give the siyum hashas, but the truth is that I really shouldn't be the one giving the siyum hashas. The gentleman who should be giving the siyum hashas is not with us right now. He wasn't able to make it, but Moshe Yedidya Blass put the entire siyum together. He toiled. He stood up and said, "I'm going to do this. I'm going to be the one to make it happen." And he called people and he cajoled and he got volunteers and he followed up and everything and kept order of everything. And Moshe was actually asked to make the siyum, but again, he wasn't able to be here. So I'm standing in his place. Moshe Yesher Kochacha Atzum. As the Rav would always tell us, Gadol Hama'aseh Min Ha'oseh. The one who makes people do things is greater. He actually has the schar perhaps of all of the ones who are doing it. So, Shali v'shalachem kulosha Moshe yesher kochacha Moshe bless. As it would turn out, on the way from my house, I left my notes at home, the notes that I was going to speak with tonight. And I'll just share with you something else the Rav would say. He said, okay, that's what Hashem would have wanted. So if someone told me I have to speak from the heart, I guess I really have to. I'm not a speaker, and I'm not a Talmud Chacham, and I'm not here to give drushos. I'm going to make the siyum in a few moments, but I wanted to share just perhaps two nekudos, things that I don't think have been said before, and perhaps they're not even known. One of the things that the Rav was very special about was to make everyone feel like they had a very special relationship with him. We heard all this as we were going through the Shiva. Everyone felt like he was the closest to the Rav and the Rav's son, and everybody had that feeling, and I'm including myself. And I thought it was only me, but apparently there was really, really so many people who felt that way. And through my whatever 15 years, whatever it was that I was together with the Rav, we worked on, I don't know if it's hundreds of projects together, but when I was looking through the emails for Rabbi Eliezer's email compilation, I didn't go back 10 years and I had over 10,000 emails. So we've done a lot of stuff together. And I've been on the side of receiving a lot of tochacha from the Rav, I'm not going to share that with you. But I do want to share two discussions I had with the Rav, again, that I really think are not well known. Perhaps 3 or 4 years ago, I had a meeting with the Rav in the office here. And the subject of the meeting was emotions. The question I had for the Rav was, it seems like dikduk b'mitzvos and doing things in an emotional manner, they almost contradict each other. There's like the chassid, the mitnaged versus the chassid. And it seemed like something was missing, that people in our age, people in our days, they don't have the emotion, not necessarily just with the mitzvos, but with their families and with their friends, and they're not able to come out and say things the way that they want to. And I wanted to get the Rav's input on that. And the Rav looked at me, and the Rav told me like this, not exactly in these words. He said, "Aryeh, it's a problem that's been around for years and years. And if you can find a way to fix it, kol hakavod to you. It's so important. It's so incredibly important that we can find a way for people to learn to be emotionally mature, my kids like to say. If you can find a way to do that and keep up the dikduk b'mitzvos, all power to you." And then the Rav said to me that he doesn't recall ever saying to his children, "I love you." And I think of the very special relationship that the Rav and the Rav's children, the Rav's family have together. And I know all the times that the Rav would say how much he was proud of this son and how much he was davening for this child and all of these things that the Rav would share with me about all the children, how close the Rav was with this family. And anytime I would ask the Rav, you know, what do I do with this kid doing this? He said, the Rav said to me, the most important thing is, he said it to me tens of times, take an hour every week and spend it with that child. And the Rav was so involved with this family. And so with all the time that he gave to the shul, and it's just the whole issue of the Rav recognizing that the lack of emotion was so important and that there needs to be a tikkun for it. And it's something that we all need to think about and need to work about. Maybe we need to talk to therapists about it, perhaps. It's a very important point that I just want to bring out. And there's another issue that I know that at least one person here can share with me. The Rav had a gruff exterior, but the Rav cared about you like no one else. And if you didn't share with the Rav, if you told them that something was going on and you didn't close the story with the Rav, it wasn't just like out of respect. You know, if you open something up, you tell the Rav you're sick, and then you don't tell him a week later that you've been to the doctor, that he's going to feel like you should have shared it with him. The Rav had a very, very special place in his heart for caring about people. And he davened for people. And he didn't just daven for people. One of the emails that I shared with Rabbi Eliezer was about a similar incident when I had some kind of medical issue, potentially serious, Baruch Hashem, it's not. And I told the Rav about it. And then I went to the doctor, it was a year later, and the doctor gave me the all clear. And I forgot to tell the Rav about it. And a week later, I wrote to the Rav, it slipped my mind, or I forgot. And he didn't go ballistic because he was on email. But he said to me, oh, you slipped your mind. You slipped your mind. How can such a thing like that slip your mind? It's not just that I'm davening for you, but when I daven for you, the Rav said, I'm putting my all into it. Even if it's just a second or two of saying your name, it's not just words, it's not lip service. The Rav really, really cared. And the Rav cared that when I made events at my house, which I used to do frequently, no matter what, if there was nobody else there, the Rav was there with at least one of his sons, just to make sure that there were people at the event. He didn't want to be there, believe me, the Rav had better things to do. On Friday night or whatever it was, the Rav always had something better to do, but he came over because he cared, and he gave so much time to all of us. And yeah, many of us felt that when the Rav left, felt like our father left. Tfila lani ki yatov. Felt like we're poor people. We're missing our Rav, missing our father. And it hurts, and it still hurts. And I hope that after this first year, the pain that all of us feel will be diminished. I'm not finishing now, but really, Yumach Hashem Dima. I have a copy of this Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Hayomi that I borrowed a copy from the family, and I opened it up to today's page. It's Chaf Gimel Cheshvan. And in the first seif here, it's Hilchos Kriya Shema. The first seif says, "Mitzvah mina muvchar about Kriya Shema likrosa kavasikin, to read Kriya Shema kavasikin." And then he explains. Now, what do we all think vasikin means? You say it right before Hanetzachama. He says, "Hamachapavim es hamitzvos," those people who love the mitzvos. That was the Rav. Kulo. Whether it was shown by his being he used to say he was a Charedi, he was a Chared for Eretz Yisrael. But the Rav loved mitzvos, and sometimes it seemed, what's the word for it? The Rav maybe loved mitzvos, and it bothered people how much he loved the mitzvos because they couldn't appreciate it. And the Rav made us finish Kriya Shema even before this man, because he wanted to make sure that Kriya Shema is a Doraisa and you don't play. Maybe the Zman is wrong. You finish Kriya Shema way before the Zman. This came up so often. And I don't know. I can't be Marech. I can't be Marech. I have a lot of things to say, and I want to make a siyum on Tamid, Maseches Tamid, and as part of that, also a siyum on Maseches Bava Basra. I did not learn all of Bava Basra, but I'll make a siyum on it now also, together with the siyum Ashas that everyone around 30, 40 people were in Masaimim in the siyum Ashas for the Rav. I actually wrote for myself some notes in Maseches Tamid that I wanted to share, things that I thought really showed us about the Rav, but as I mentioned, I left my notes at home. So I know there's the one thing that it says in the beginning of the Masechta, that I'll share with you. Well, there's actually two things I have to share. I'm sorry. Tanya Rebbe Omer, Ezohi Derech Yishara Shiavor Lo Ha'adam. What is the Derech Yishara that a person should choose? Yehav Esatochachos. He should love the Musar. He should love it. The person should really love when somebody cares enough to tell him you're doing something wrong. It's a showing of caring, and that's what the Rav was all about. And as much as, again, the Rav was very harsh, it was harsh out of love. It was tough love. And it comes up in so many ways, and I'm sure that everybody here can share that with me. I forgot what the second one was. So I'm just going to go to the last Amud of the Maseches Tamid. The second to the last Mishnah ends off with these following words. Zehu Seder HaTamid, La'avodas Beis Elokeinu. This is the Seder of the Tamid, very short Masechta with many things in it. La'avodas Beis Elokeinu, Yiratzon Shiyibana B'mheir V'yameinu Amen. We had a little vote in Shul. What were the Rav's favorite words in Tefillah? And everybody pointed to Hakel Ani for Lano Mitzareinu, I think, in Marv. But I think there's a second contestant for it, and it's something that we say at the end of Yitun Lacha, Ki Necham Hashem Tzion. Necham Kol Chorvoseha. The Rav used to shout that out every Motzei Shabbos. And he would shout it out on Tisha B'Av when we said it also. And this is the Nechama that we're all looking forward to. Just read the last Mishnah. Everyone should be familiar with the last Mishnah in Maseches Tamid. Hashir Shehayu Halavim Omrim B'Mikdash. The Levim would say a shir during the bringing of the Tamid in the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, each of these shirim is referring to something that happened in Maaseh Bereishis. I'm not going to go through it now. But Ravi Hayo Omrim Kel Nekamos Hashem Kel Nekamos Sofia Bachamishi Hayo Omrim Harninu Lakim Mozeno Hariu Lelokei Yaakov. Bashishi, on the sixth day, Erev Shabbos, Hayomrim Hashem Malach Gius Lavesh, Lavesh Vegomer. Beshabbos Hayomrim Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, Mizmor Shir Liyasid Lavo, Liyom Shikulo Shabbos Umnucho Lechaei HaOlamim. Hadar Alach Bizman Shekohen Gadol Uslika LeMaseches Tamid. I asked my parents for permission to say Kaddish. The truth is that last time I asked, my mother said she wouldn't give me permission to say Kaddish. And I told the Rav about it. The Rav said, you don't have to pay attention to her. But anyway, in this case. But anyway, I asked my mother again. I told her I wanted to say Kaddish for Rav. Of course, she said yes. Hadir Allah Maseches Tamid v'tamud Babli v'hadir Cholan Daitin Allah Maseches Tamid v'tamud Babli v'daitin Allah Los Nisus Minach Maseches Tamid u'Maseches v'vabasa v'tamud Babli v'lof Sishin Minon Laba Amadim Laba Amadasi Hadir Allah Maseches Tamid Maseches v'vabasa v'tamud Babli v'hadir Hadir Cholan Chanina bar Papa, Rami bar Papa, Nachman bar Papa, Achai bar Papa, Abba Mari bar Papa, Rafim bar Papa, Rachish bar Papa, Surcha bar Papa, Ada bar Papa, Dara bar Papa. Harav na Adonai Eloheinu es divrei soras kabafinu ubefifiyos amacha beis Yisrael. V'niyeh kulanu anachnu v'tzeetzoinu v'tzeetzoi tzeetzoinu v'tzeetzoi amacha beis Yisrael kulonu yodei shemecha v'lamdei soras acha lishma. Me'arivai techakmeni mitzvosecha ki li'olam hili yili samim b'chukecha la'olam lo ishkach pikudecha kivam chi yisani. Baruch ato Adonai lamdeni chukecha amen 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 selah v'ed. Marim anachnu lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu v'lehebosinu shesamtu chakinu v'yoshvei b'yis ha-midrash v'lo samtu chakinu v'yoshvei k'ranos she'anu mashkimim v'hei mashkimim anu mashkimim l'divrei sor v'hei mashkimim l'divorim b'tilim anu amelim v'hei amelim anu amelim l'ukabin sochar v'hei amelim v'einam ukabin sochar anu ratzim v'hei ratzim anu ratzim l'chayi ha'olam haba v'hei ratzim l'iver shachas she'nemar v'atar Elohim toredim l'iver shachas anshidomim u'mirmar lo yechtu yimehem v'ani eftach boch. Yiratzom lefanecha Adonai Elohai kishim she'azotani l'sayim meseches Tamid meseches Bavabasa v'samad Bavli kein ta'azreinu l'haschil meseches sfarim achirim u'lesayimam l'ilmodu l'amed lishmor v'lasas l'kayim es kol divrei samot torasecha bi'ahava u'schus kol ha'tanoim v'amoroim b'samidei chachamim ya'amod lanu u'lezareinu shelo samu she'torah mipinu mipi zareinu v'zera zareinu ad olam v'siskayim banu b'yishalecha chal tanche osach b'shoch v'chal kitishmor alecha Ba'akitzosa hi sichichecha, sichichecha, ki vir b'yamach yiru yamecha, v'yosif alecha shenos chayim. Arich amin b'mina b'smala osher b'chavod, Adonai ozem mo'yitein Adonai yivarech esamu b'shalom. Yiskadav yiskadei shemei rabo, b'yamad yu asfi b'yishad asaw l'chayi ha'lachaya me'isaya, u'lasakaya san l'chayi alma, u'l'bibnei kartadi Yerushalayim, ולשלח לה לה יחלה בגבה, ולמאה פר פולחנה נוכרה מן הרע, ולעשבה פולחנה דשמעה לעשרי, ועמליך קודשה בריחו במלכוסי ויקרי, בחייכון ובימיכון ובחייתכו בייס ישראל, בעגלה בזמן קורי ואמרו אמן. יהי שמי רבו מבורך לעולם, ויומי עולם היום. יסבורך וישתבח, יסבורר ויסרמם ויסנשא, ויסהדור ויסעלה ויסהלו, שירי דקודשה בריחו. Leila mikavir chasav shirasat ish b'chasav nechem asad amiram bi'alam avim ru amen. Al Yisrael v'al rabbanon v'al tamidehan v'al kol tamideh samidehan v'al kol mando askim v'arei sadi b'asra adem v'di b'chol asar v'asar v'di b'asra kadisha adem v'di b'chol asar v'asar yehe lehon olachon shlamar rabbamin v'china v'chis tabrach amin v'chayin erichin u'mavzanir v'chay u'furganamin kadam v'han tishmea v'arabim ru amen. Yehi shalama rabba mitshmaya v'chaim aleinu v'alko yitzara avim ramein. Ose shalom b'mamav v'yase shalom aleinu v'alko yitzara avim ramein. Mazel tov. Mazel tov to all the Messiahim. Shukoyach to everyone who came to the minyan. We should all have a nechama.